This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
I understand we do have comedian Tim Cavanaugh joining us on the phone. Tim, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, hi, Timmy.
Sounds like you're right here with us.
Well, that's great.
Yes, it is. It's your presence without the odor.
it's great to be on during National Donut Day.
Sure.
I like donut holes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Which I think is the only food that I like that has the word holes in it.
I believe that.
That I really like.
Yeah. Are there others?
I can't think of one.
Swiss cheese has holes in it, but not in the name.
It's not called
so
holes.
We'll have to think about it for a while.
Whole cheese.
Whole milk.
Now, Tim, I understand that you are going to deliver another birthday greeting here. So I have the intro right here for your famous segment.
Oh, fantastic.
So let's get right to it.
Hey, everybody. It's time for Tim Cavanaugh's Cavalcade of Celebrity Birthdays. I'm comedian Tim Cavanaugh. Celebrating birthday number 68 this week is Jerry Mathers, who played Beaver Cleaver on the old TV show Leave It to Beaver. His new book, Beaver Over 60, sounds like an adult film that I wouldn't really care to see.
Yeah.
82 years ago this week, the lead singer for the Four Tops, Levi Stubbs, was born.
Mm.
While he was a powerful singer, he's probably best known as the person who popularized short cut-off jeans for men.
Yes, the famous Levi Stubbs,
sure.
Of course. Yeah,
that's right.
Women have their Daisy Dukes, men have their Levi Stubbs. Actress Marina Baccarin turns 39 this weekend.
Oh,
she's a wonderful actress.
Deadpool, yeah.
But here's the problem. In just saying her name, you can be guilty of sexual harassment. Imagine you're on a movie set standing right behind her. She bends over and you say, "Marina, back her in." Then you get kicked out of show business.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to be careful.
Sure.
Back that ass up.
Marina, back her in. Okay. I don't know. Turning 40. Okay, I'm making an exception in this particular entry. Turning 46 this week is Joe Coy, a comedian probably not famous enough to be in the cavalcade.
Right.
But when I read about his family,
a couple times,
I decided to let him in.
Yeah.
His parents are big rock music fans, and they named all their kids after famous rock stars.
Oh.
For instance, Joe Coy was named after Joe Cocker.
Hmm. Okay.
His brother Dee was named for Dee Snider. Sadly, Dee suffered a painful injury playing high school baseball. When a pitcher threw a fastball right at his head, Dee froze and got hit right between the eyes.
Oh.
The picture of his bloodied face was in the school paper the next day with the caption, "Dee Coy Wooden Duck."
Oh, my God.
that too far to go?
Sit down.
You got a standing ovation, Tim.
That
it's
is
not about the punchline. It's about the journey.
Yes, yes.
It was a long way.
It's about the journey. Uh-oh. Oh, wow. God.
Decoy wooden duck. That's
oh,
not even a punchline.
That's funny.
That's
you
a
really
statement.
Had to think about yeah. that.
Wow.
I've got one here especially for Chick.
Okay.
Former Washington Redskins wide receiver Santana Moss turns 39 this week.
That's right.
A Pro Bowl selection in 2005, Santana Moss is also the answer to the trivia question, what grows on the north side of the musical group Santana?
Santana. Oh, yeah, come on.
Born this week back in 1755 was Revolutionary War hero Nathan Hale.
Ah.
And I would like to do my impression of Nathan Hale's cat.
Okay.
Meow. I only regret that I have but 9 lives to give for my country. Meow.
Oh, lucky you had that decoy joke in there. You're still getting the benefit of the doubt. Post decoy.
I don't do impressions.
Jokes.
Oh yeah, that's the problem.
There's a reason I don't do that.
Yeah.
I don't do voices and I don't do animal sounds.
Go ahead.
All right, here we go. 162 years ago this week, author L. Frank Baum was born.
Ah.
He wrote The Wizard of Oz.
Sure.
A book I received as a gift on my 7th birthday. I remember staring at the book and saying, what a weird title, The Wizard of Ounces. Well, this fall, a new production of The Wizard of Oz will hit Broadway with an all-star cast, including the former Cleveland Cavalier, J.R. Smith, singing If I Only Had a Brain.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, he messed up last night. Yeah. Yeah.
Too soon?
Maybe. We're still, still. Some people are just waking up and reading the news.
They did that. Yeah.
You see, when they miss the second free throw,
right.
What you want to do is
put the ball back up to win the game.
Sorry. By the way, at the end of these NBA playoffs, J.R. Smith will be sent off to Cleveland's version of hell, the Browns.
Doesn't. Okay.
So you didn't even have to watch the game to get that joke.
Right.
All right. Well, turning 62 this week is Knott's Landing actress Lisa Hartman.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
She's married to country star Clint Black. Mm-hmm. Now, I was thinking, if she divorced Clint Black and married baseball star Ichiro Suzuki, she'd be Lisa Black Suzuki. Which you can juice for just $1.99 a month at your local Suzuki dealer.
That's right.
Attention radio listeners, the previous statement was just a joke and not an actual car leasing offer. Do not call a Suzuki dealership. I have to say that, right?
Yes, yeah, it's not. It's good to you.
Yeah, it's good.
All right, well, let's just wrap this up with one more.
Yeah, it may be too late.
Oh, boy. Celebrating his 51st birthday this week is CNN's Anderson Cooper. He's the son of Gloria Vanderbilt, making him only the second man I've ever known to have Gloria Vanderbilt jeans. The other guy was a guy who hit on me at a puppet show in Canton, Ohio in the mid-90s.
I see.
But that's a story for another day.
Yes, yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, that wraps up another edition of Tim Cavanaugh's Cavalcade of Celebrity Birthdays.
Uh-huh.
Until next time, remember, who needs a calendar when you've got a Cavanaugh?
All right.
Little Timmy Cavanaugh. Thank you, Tim. Tim, by the way, Wednesday, June 20th at the Black River Falls Ho-Chunk Casino in Wisconsin.
Right. You can win a whole chunk of money.
You sure can.
Ho-Chunk.
Yeah. Doesn't Ho-Chunk sound like a stout
there.
Hooker?
Stout is a different place in Wisconsin. This is Black River Falls.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Why does it say Ho-Chunk? My name is Ho-Chunk.
It is Ho-Chunk.
Okay.
And it's a fine Indian tribe. Okay. Up there.
Oh, nice.
I mean, Native American band of people.
Okay, good to know. Black River Falls, Wisconsin, Wednesday, June 20th. Just hope it's not your birthday. Thank you very much, Tim. Now, joining us in the studio.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Small Bill co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Small Bill.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired.
Okay.
What?
Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville. We always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.